Everybody, and this is Share the Bites. I'm Ian.
And I'm Corey.
And this is Episode 1, Reboot.
Where we compile our experience and knowledge for your consumption.
Yes.
Wow, Ian, what have you been up to lately?
Well, it's been a long time since we got together. And as you might see, I'm in a new studio. I'm in the beautiful Berkeley, California, or as what we like to call it here, Berserkly, California. Great place to live, and doing all right. I've got the new website up, and we are redoing the show, hence the name Reboot. What about yourself? I see you're in a new spot.
I am. I'm in sunny Grand Junction, Colorado, where it averages 80-odd degrees in August. I got a new job, and not much beyond that. So, here I am.
Yeah, outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to be back redoing the show. And certainly with the gainful employment, it gives us options.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We can afford a little bit better internet connection for our Skype calling.
Exactly.
And we've got a little bit better hardware this time around.
There was fewer clinks getting it going, I noticed. Yes.
Yeah. Because you know, with the old show... I know you really couldn't tell if you ever get a chance to look at some of our old video. It might look a little bit kludgy. Some of the video was really sharp and then other pixelated. And I would have to say I had three machines recording. I had a Windows XP machine feeding to a Windows Vista machine that had a 2-second video delay. And so when I was trying to look at the camera, all I could see was your image in the 2-second delay, so I would be watching that, and then 2 seconds would go by, and I'm going, oh, wait a minute, it's been 2 seconds, it's been this long pause.
I should have responded.
Yes.
Ah, why well, am I not psychic? Yeah.
Well, that didn't work, so what I did is, in that time, I bought a MacBook, and I like it because it makes it very easy to feed the video out. So all I got was the mini HDMI adapter for video output, and that's feeding into a TV input card on my Linux box, and I'm using ZAW TV to record the video and audio from our conversation. So I've got the video and our audio going into the one Linux box recording it all. Then I've got Audacity running in the background on the MacBook, and it's recording on 2 channels. Where your audio and my audio is recording on the right channel, and then just your audio alone is recording on the left channel.
Ooh, I'm special.
Yes. And then I've got my personal video recording on a separate DV cam, so we really can't see this now. I know you can't see it now, Corey, but when we have the show produced and it's up on the website, you'll see I look really nice, professional, no pixels on my side. Mm-hmm. But that gives me a separate audio channel. So for those who have kept count, we've got Corey on his own audio channel. We've got both our audio on a single channel. And we've got my audio on a separate channel. So what that does is we get to take the clean audio from your channel and my channel. And then we can sync it up with our combined channel. Or we could just use the combined channel and just be done with it. But this gives us an opportunity to sync up the audio, because beforehand I remember I had you clapping because I needed to sync up the audio. I had my clapping, and then I was in there with the bars shifting the audio around with the video, and because of the lack of the time sync, I was matching up with the way your lips were moving. And because video can record from anywhere from 30 frames per second down to 15 frames per second, and typically it would record at some funky 25 frames per second, the audio would be recording faster than the video. So I would then have to chop up the audio, and you get these weird silent moments, and then you could hear sound. But that's because I had to constantly resync the audio. And that just created a phenomenal amount of work. And hence the show, Share the Bites, what we want to do is show you what we've done so you don't have to do all of that work. We've made the mistakes. I've made that mistake. So now I'm sharing what I know. So you don't make that same mistake.
Exactly. Weren't you mentioning something about the website earlier, I believe?
Yes, yes. Redoing the website. That was a big thing because the show, it was. I love the show. It worked great. But how long was it?
Oh, a couple minutes. every time.
I think you're thinking about our Mini Bites episodes.
maybe.
It was more like.
My apologies, everyone. I didn't plan very well on that.
Yeah. So that was anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. It was great. I loved doing it, but it took a lot of effort editing that video down and then writing up that content onto the web page. So the web page was all just straight HTML CSS code. That's fine. It works if you have a static web page. But if you're like us, you want to share what we know, insert code, you can't have a static web page. You can't be programming in HTML. You want something more of a WYSIWYG editor. What you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all these websites out there that you see people's blogs or you see people's websites. Like, my goodness, they're updating these things constantly. How are they doing this? They can't be updating just straight HTML and CSS. They would go mad, insane. Just like how I went mad and insane. So did a little bit of research and found out that there are all these programs. They're called content managers for websites. And all they are SQL databases, usually MySQL databases, sitting on websites. And then you have a front end using PHP code or ASP. But I hate to say it, folks, 90% PHP, ASP is even less than 10%. PHP really rocks. This comes from experience. Don't get me wrong, ASP, it does a good job, but PHP found out it's a little bit user-friendly, more robust, but I do have some friends, they will be coming on in future shows telling us their experience with ASPs, what's great about that, and that's what we want to encourage. What do you know? What works for you? What might be better? There's better ASPs, but I'm digressing. But going back, we have PHP, we have MySQL, so what do? We used WordPress, and WordPress is an excellent content manager. You just log in. Enter your content in, insert videos, your code. You can use all sorts of tags, their plugins. It just works. Now, there's other stuff just in WordPress. Why do we put WordPress? Because it was there. Then there are other ones like Drupal. Corey, have you heard of Drupal?
I have. I'm not a big fan of the name, but the system sounds really nice.
Yeah. And what I've been told is that one works a little bit more for developers in the fact that it gives you a lot more options, per se, of getting into the nitty-gritty of it. Mm-hmm. So if you're really into web page design and code, that would work for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've been told. WordPress simplifies it. I think it lets you get started a lot quicker, such that it still gives you the ability to get into the nitty-gritty of it. But if you just want to get something up quick and maybe you're not completely familiar with PHP, you're not, how you say, intimidated by it. And that's where I really started with WordPress. Didn't have a clue. I knew HTML, I knew CSS, didn't know really anything about PHP, and I didn't want to spend too much time learning the ins and outs of things like Drupal or maybe a little bit better. So I fit WordPress, gave it a shot, and it worked. Our layout scheme that you see, it matches our color scheme. Before, the scheme that I used, the theme, it was green. Well, our color, it's no green. It was never green. Now, can you remind our audiences, what was our color scheme from our old website?
Bright orange.
Yes, and this nice baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, if you actually do a lookup on HTML color schemes for webpage, what are complementary colors? Those are actually complementary colors. They were great. But looking back on it, it seems maybe, I don't know, maybe a bit childish? I don't know. What would you say, Corey?
Every time I got on the website, I felt like going getting a cracker on some of that really crappy cheese and just going and eating that. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
Now, what's your impression when you see the website now?
Oh... awesome.
Yeah.
Nice, simple, clean format, very easy to navigate. We've got that the better navigation plugin, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
You can easily go through it. It's not like a regular blog where you have to shuffle around and find it by date and guess and maybe Google search if you can't find that. Now we've got it organized, it's set up, it's ready to go. And if you're looking for a specific area, a specific topic, you can just drop it down, find it. And hey, if we don't have it, send us an email. Yep. I'm Corey at sharethebytes.com and Ian is?
Q&C, questions and comments at sharethebytes.com.
There you go. And we will certainly look into trying to figure out how we can help you best.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of the website and organization, we're talking about what we know, our experience we've learned. And, you know, this episode, we're not going to be diving into the nitty-gritty of code. We'll be doing that in future episodes. But I kind of want to talk about almost usability features. You go on the internet, you go to a person's website, you can pretty quickly tell what's a website you like and what's a website you don't. And that's, I think, really because of how easy is it to navigate? Can you find your content? Does it give you enough content that you feel that it's worthwhile, or is it too skimpy so it's like, wow, this is really boring, there's nothing here, or are you just being inundated with too information, there's too much flash animation or stuff like that? Now, would you agree with me? Is that a safe assumption?
With our website? At this point, for starters, yes. It's very simple. I foresee, you know, possibly expanding the abilities of the site, but at this point, it does really well for what we've got.
Yeah. So if you take a look at our website right now, we've got the home link, of course, that'll just take you to the main page, and that's where we're going to have updates. So for this episode, you'll see the update there. It's really what we call the blog page. I mean, it's basically based off a blog, but that's really the cool thing that we're doing with Share the Bytes, is that we're moving it beyond the blog. We're using the blog sort of as the foundation, but creating something more out of it. So that's where it has the updates. But then you've got the links page. So when we find a useful link on the internet for information, you go right there. It's nice and organized. I know I've got on there OpenCV code links, Java code, C++, a few others. Corey, I know you're going to be adding stuff very quickly of web pages that you found useful, right?
I'm thinking along the lines that the first bit, PHP, there's a lot of great stuff you can do with PHP.
Yep, absolutely. And to really complement, I think, the links page is we have the code page. And this is what I really kind of like, is that with WordPress and what we've done is all we have to do is put our code, we make the page and it fits into a category. And we don't have to say, okay, I want it on this particular page in this type of format. We just give it this particular tag, and WordPress, with the MySQL database, automatically adds it to a link, and it gives it a hierarchical structure on that code link. So if you drop down the code button, what would you expect to see, Corey? What can you tell our viewers? What would they see if you press the code button right now?
The code button at the top of the page, you'd probably find our previous episode's code information, for that matter. Mostly all your stuff, I believe, correctly? And all set out based upon specific topic, specific content.
Yep. So one thing I know I'm going to be bringing there is stuff that I've done a lot with the Android platform. So if you press code, very soon you'll see stuff. It'll be code, and there'll be Java or Android. So you can click on that, and you go straight to that topic. And that's what we're really driving at. How can you make it simple? It's easy to find. And whether it's with a web page or with code, that's the whole point of Share the Bytes. We're compiling our bytes of information to share with you.
But chick. Awesome, Ian. Awesome. Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. So, folks, I really hope you stay with us. We'll Share the Bytes. We've got some great content in. We are going to have guests in who are talking about Windows, Android, Java, Linux, you name it. Everything that we have learned and other people have learned, we're going to be bringing to you both on video whenever we can, but also our audio podcasting that we're going to come out. Now, we haven't, this will be our first, since this is our first episode, we don't know exactly how it's going to come about. So if you're hearing this for the first time, please check back with us at www.sharethebytes.com. And remember, if you have a question specifically for Corey or myself, you can reach Corey at
sharethebytes.com or Ian at
QNC@sharethebytes.com. Now, you know I use QNC because, well, questions and comments. It has a nice ring to it. So anyway, thanks for joining us for our first episode. We hope to see you again or listen to us again sometime soon. So, Corey, we don't really have an ending intro right at the moment, but I think for in the future we will. But do you have any parting words for our listeners and our viewers?
Just stick around, hang on, and we actually have plans for other content, but we won't mention those quite yet. You might guess.
Yep.
Thank you all for coming, and don't work too hard, huh?
Never do. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.